first thing when you get up in the morning. 600 WMT.
So you're a small to medium-sized business, and you've got one marketing person. You. Did you take the opportunity to put your marketing goals down? And if even if you were able to do that, did you put sort of milestones in there? Are you hitting your marketing goals? How do you even know if that's the case? Joshua McNary of McNary Marketing Design joining us here on the WMT Morning Show. Joshua, how are you this morning?
I am great. Thanks for having me again.
Glad to have you on the program today. Tell me a little bit about the idea of, I mean, before you hit your, you can even tell whether you're hitting your marketing goals, you have to put some standards out there, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, it starts by just writing them down. So you might have spent some time at the end of last year or the beginning of this year doing some annual planning for your business, and hopefully that included some marketing goals. And maybe you wrote them down or maybe you didn't, but I don't really care. We're over a fourth of the year on the way through. We're a third of the way through already now, with May starting. And you need just to take a little bit of time with a legal pad, sit down, and write down what I suggest is your top three goals. And this could be for anything. We're talking about marketing right now, but it could be your personal life, your other aspects of your business. Just write down three goals on a legal pad. Think through them for an hour today, and that will get you back on track for the year.
See, that's a good day. That's a good way to do that, especially on a day like today, because you can take some time away. If you're going to do this, Joshua, I'm telling you, this is not something you want to do in the heat of the moment. This is something you need to do that you can actually take the time to reflect.
Sure. Well, you know, it's one of these things where you're giving yourself permission to achieve these goals by just sitting down and really thinking through them and making sure that they're the right goals. Mm-hmm. Something else we need to make sure we're thinking about, you know, right now we're talking about essentially like a yearly goal, but you also needed to take a moment to think big. You know, where am I heading long term with my business, with my marketing, with my life, really?
Right.
And again, like you say, today is a great day to go outside. Maybe play hooky a little bit, do a half day, and spend some time in the park thinking through these things, really reflecting. Because in our day to day business, our day to day work, we're just ticking off a list, you know, and a lot of times we don't have time to stop and really think. And that was really the intent behind my e-newsletter, where you saw my message here about this coming out and reminding the folks I work with, just, hey, just stop for a minute and really think through where you're at. And there's a lot of the year left. Yes, we're a third of the way through, but there's a lot left that you can really make great progress in.
No, there is. Joshua McNary joining us from McNary Marketing Design here on News Radio 600 WMT. I guess a final thing is that you where you work over at the Vault, it's a co-working location at Geonetric that's down in Nubo. You can really do some good things by grabbing hold of some other professionals around you, getting together and bouncing ideas off of one another.
Sure. Well, that was one of the points I made in my article, not specifically the co-working facility, but finding good help, ways to delegate. You know, if you're a little bit bigger size company, you might have staff you can just delegate to. But even if you don't have that staff support, we really live today in what I call the free agent society, and we see that down here at Vault Co-working a lot. There's so many great resources of people who are following their passions, their goals, and you can then leverage them and their passion to do things that maybe aren't necessarily your passion or right in your breadbasket, and let you focus on building your business in the way you want and not have you do all these tactical things or try to reinvent the wheel in some way. So definitely look into that, whether it's a co-working facility or just finding a good bookkeeper or finding a good virtual assistant, which is a hot item right now too. You can get in, find those on the web to help you.
Definitely. McNary.me is the website. You can find him on Twitter at McNary, at McNary. Joshua McNary of McNary Marketing and Design. Hey, make yourself a good weekend out of this, would you?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely will. It's going to be great.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.